Democrat operatives warn Joe Biden will have 2024 primary challenger. By Wendell Hasebo on April 13, 2022. Prominent Democrat operatives have warned that if President Joe Biden makes good on his promise and runs for re-election in 2024, he will have to have primary challengers. If he runs, he will be challenged, Michael Starr Hopkins told The Hill on Wednesday. Hopkins enthusiastically supported Biden's presidential campaign in 2020 but has soured on the president as an unchallenged nominee. Corbin Trent, a former senior aide to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, echoed Hopkins's analysis. If it looks like it's going to be a free-for-all, then I think it's going to be back to the 24-person primary, he said. Democrats have been split by Biden's leadership. On the one hand, far-left radicals have swayed the administration towards policies that are stifling the nation, such as energy dependence, inflation, immigration, and crime. On the other hand, less radical Democrats are trying to survive the midterms in less blue districts, whose constituents are skeptical of the far-left agenda. For instance, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who is from a state that nearly voted for Donald Trump over Biden by 40 points, has opposed many of Biden's radical policies. Manchin is responsible for sinking Biden's costly Build Back Better agenda. He has also supported the fossil fuel industry during its war with the Biden administration. But far-left Democrats have slammed Manchin for blocking progress. When Manchin opposed Build Back Better, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, blamed him for failing the radical agenda. It should not surprise anyone that Senator Joe Manchin went on Fox News to kill the Build Back Better Act. He's been promising to do it for months, and some folks did not want to believe him, she said. President Joe Biden's policy agenda has been scuttled by Joe Manchin. Progress for the American people has been halted by Joe Manchin. Biden has not been able to satisfy either side of his party. Hopkins believes this division is the reason Biden will be primaries. People went into his first term thinking it would be the left that would be the ones that would cause trouble and make his life more difficult. But instead it's the moderates, the people he's supposed to know the best, Hopkins said. Progressives have really carried the water for him and have really been an ally in a way that I think most people wouldn't have expected, he added. He owes a lot of his political victories to the left. Biden's lack of perceived progress among his party has contributed to his terrible polling numbers. Within his own party, Biden holds just a 77% approval rating. In contrast, Donald Trump's GOP approval rating was in the mid-90s for most of his presidency. Overall, just 16% of Americans strongly approved of Biden, and 40% strongly disapproved of Biden. Biden's sagging polls are potentially another indicator that he may gain a primary challenger. The establishment media seems to be aware of the president's tenuous situation. For months, it has promoted Biden as not running in 2024 while promoting Harris and Clinton as legitimate 2024 contenders. The left is already looking to 2024. Some want to see a Biden primary challenge, a Politico headline ran in January. Biden deserves a primary challenger, the Daily Beast wrote in February. In March, USA Today headlined, "There's zero chance Joe Biden will run in 2024. Why didn't he dodge the question?" Those who are polled to potentially campaign in 2024 are Vice President Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and Pete Buttigieg. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.